What the fuck is up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Metalcore Mania. Let's fucking go, man. We're here. We're here to stay. We're pumping juice out of our iron. This will be an absolutely successful show and a successful pie, guys. Let's keep that same energy, that same positive energy, baby. Let's fucking go, man. 2021, man. So many things to look forward to, so many new records that are going to be coming out soon. Of course, I am super excited to do another annual award show. Those are always so much fun. And those are the type of shows where I don't mind doing the work, because quite frankly, it takes a lot more work to create these episodes than it does to record, and that's for damn sure. But man, that's one of those shows where I'm not going to mind doing the work, man, because it is so much fun trying to figure out what's the best who's the best bassist that year, or what was the best guitar solo, or who had the best vocals, the best vocalist, and, you know, things like that. It's always fun, man. But I'm just glad for the opportunity to be here to provide another episode. Like I said, I promised you guys I would do four episodes in October, because it's been so long. And I know I usually do like an episode or two a month, but I've had some downtime here. So we're definitely going to try to rock and roll. This episode will be about a lot of singles that have been released, and it will also provide an album review for one of my favorite bands, which is Wage War. So I was excited to listen to that album a few days ago, and actually like a day ago. But man, I've been excited to check that album out. I knew it was coming, I anticipated it, and we shall see if it delivered, guys. We shall absolutely see, dude. I'm not holding any punches back. And for this episode specifically, guys, I know I'm going to do something a little less traditional from what I normally do. And the reason why I don't normally do this is because I know that there's a lot of platforms and places you guys can go for this. And over here at Metalcore Mania, where we stay metal, I'm just trying to do things a little bit different, maybe have some type of signature about me, or, you know, things like that. And like I said, a lot of people don't break down lyrics, so I try to like focus on that the most. However, for a lot of these singles that have come out, you know, I took the time out to really break them down and create some type of analysis of them. So we're actually going to be doing some analysis on this episode, guys. Like I said, I know I don't normally do it, but I know there's some naysayers, or probably be some people that maybe think that I can't do it, or maybe just for some new fans that I got, because I'm definitely seeing that I'm getting new fans, new attractions. So I'm attracting new people. So I want to let you guys know up front that, yes, I can technically break a song down. Do I do it all the time? No. Why I don't do it, like I said, is because there's a lot of places you guys can go for that. So, you know, we all try to be unique and stand out in our own way. I already know that, you know, the idea of how I even started this podcast is because as much as I do like heavy metal, I do like metalcore more. And there's just not a whole lot of metalcore podcasts out there. So we just try to be unique in every way we can. And like I said, guys, so I hope you guys can look forward to that. You're going to see a little bit of a different type of Jay on this episode. So, you know, you'll actually see me diving a little bit deeper technically. So I was actually excited, looking forward to doing that, maybe for maybe the second or maybe third time ever. But yeah, guys, so like I said, man, we're going to dive into this album. Like I said, we're going to be talking about Wage War's new album. We're going to be talking about a lot of new singles that have been coming out, and what we do look forward to. If you guys haven't already, you can always contribute to the platform by a few different ways. You can actually go to my blog post. If you click the link in the description, it will be there. I'll have three links in the description. It won't be for the blog post, where you can go there. You can learn a little bit more about me. You can donate. You can just ask me questions, and it's the best way for me to give feedback to my audience, probably. So definitely go on there and do that. I'll also be leaving a link for you to leave voice messages. Of course, we've been doing that for a while. And the third link will also be for my support page so that we could build this thing and hopefully reach a broader audience. But I can't do that without you guys. So anything possible, man, just to support the page. The funds will solely go to building up the channel so that we can reach a broader audience. And maybe if I only have to cover mainstream bands, maybe I will. But I'll definitely keep something, even if I have to go Patreon mode, to where I'll be still covering the bands that I do like. So, guys, I will not flip on you guys. Do not worry about that. And once again, shout out to Germany, France, America, Italy, and all the other countries that have been supporting my page, even though a lot of you guys' primary language is not English. I can't tell you how much I do appreciate that. Much love and respect. And guys, yeah, definitely leave those messages. I want to learn about you guys. I want to know more. I want to interact. I want to talk to you guys, figure out what got you into hardcore music in general. What role did it play? When did you start hearing it? Who's your favorite band? I want to know. I want interactions. Also, if you go to my my WordPress, which, like I said, will be in the link, you'll also have my Instagram. It'll also have, you know, different things like that. My Instagram is Dr. J Florida. So you could always add me, and we can interact that way too as well. But with that being said, guys, enough of that talkity talk, man. Let's start the walkity walk, baby. So diving into it, we're going to start off with Wage Wars album. And we're going to do it like how we always do it, from the first song to the last song. Let's scroll down here. Wage War. Yeah, so guys, the first song was Relapse. What a fucking banger. What a banger. Yeah, this one is an absolute banger, guys. My favorite song on the record for sure. Manic is what the record's called. And yeah, man, Relapse. It has a fiery ass intro. And I love those fiery intros. Like, fuck, man. Just wow, man. Just a crazy, crazy intro. Honestly, you can't have a better intro than that. That's like the cream of the crop right there. So I'm pretty sure that's also going to be in line for intro of the year, because I also like to do things like that, like intro, you know, just little miscellaneous things about music awards as well. So yeah, that phenomenal intro definitely grabs your attention. I do believe that all the instruments were in perfect harmony. And speaking of harmony, can we talk about the instrument syncopation pre-chorus? Pre-chorus during the first chorus. That was sick, man. That was sick. I liked it, the syncopation there. I love the mixing and the production balance of Crabcore. I just believe it was just enough. Because as you guys know, Wage War is a Crabcore band. They're not like as Crabcore as you would say, like Attack back in the day. But pretty much when you add that much production in your music, I am going to call you Crabcore. But yeah, so they're Crabcore, so you have to expect to hear a lot of that type of production on the music and mixing and stuff like that, and which I really enjoy. But like I say, the Crabcore mixing of it was just enough. It didn't like supersede it or anything like that. The chorus is just beautiful lyrically, and just the rhythm of it, man. It's perfect harmony, man. I just really like the flow of the song. It's pretty fire, man. And you know, it's just a song that you can feel the emotions. You can feel the emotions of it and the journey of it. I do believe that it was a great decision to go with lows over highs in regards to the growls. So that was a great decision. I can tell that it would have made a difference if the growls would have been highs. but the lows was just perfect. It fit perfect for the song. I do think the breakdown was very unique for Relapse. It wasn't like a traditional breakdown. It was very unique. A breakdown I would definitely look forward to seeing live. That would be pretty fucking interesting. And like I said, man, there's actually no complaints. However, I will say lyrically, it could have been a tad deeper. But sometimes, you know, with some of these songs, you know, sometimes simple is better. You don't necessarily want have to have every song have a deep meaning. And I know we get spoiled with that. And you know, in our field of music, listening to metal, being a metalhead like a lot of us are, you know, we get spoiled with good content in the lyrics. But quite honestly, you don't always need that. It's not always necessary, especially if you have a banger like this one. But like I said, if I was going to criticize, that would be my only criticism, because it would be nice to have some death with great technical skills and sonic skills. The song title is what it's about, basically, though, if I had to sum up the lyrics, just about basically relapsing. You know, so yeah, that's pretty much it. It's about relapsing. I didn't see any more death to it, but definitely leave a voicemail if you found more death in the song. I would definitely like to hear what your takeaway is. Maybe you found it to be deep. You know, even though I study lyrics all the time, I could make the mistake of not seeing what it was really trying to point at. And of course, relapsing may not necessarily mean what most people think it means, which is like drugs or alcohol. Relapsing could also be tied to just any type of addiction, no matter what the addiction is. So I guess that's my little takeaway of that. But moving on to the second track, we have Teeth. Teeth, I believe, definitely has some sick production on the intro. I really heavily like the production on the intro. I thought it was fucking genius. I do like the basic rhythm of the bass and drums combined with the effects to grab your attention. I definitely think that's an attention grabber, the combination. The chorus buildup is not traditional. And the song has cool random production at times. However, I do wish the pre-breakdown would have involved more shreds and less production. But then again, it was pretty gnarly. It was a pretty gnarly breakdown for what it was. You know, it was a pretty gnarly breakdown for what it was. Like I said, I would have appreciated more shreds. I'm pretty sure you guys would probably say the same. The cleans in this song stand out more than anything, and the bass for sure. The bass absolutely stands out. I love the outro as well. Lyrically, the song is about being used by others who care for, by being used by others who you care for, and they pretend to care about you. Being a genuine person in a world filled with users and abusers can get dark at times, and the fake hate people make towards you can be really convincing, but you have to see through it by any means necessary, you know. And it's a sad reality, but it is a reality, and we just have to see through it. So with the combination of how good Teeth, I believe, was lyrically and sonically and technically, I would have to say that it was definitely one of the better songs on the album. Moving on to Manic. Manic, the self-titled song. I always look forward to self-titled songs. I don't know why. It's just like a thing that I do. But lyrically, the song is describing the demons that most of us have in our heads that try to tell us to do things uncharacteristic of ourselves. And yes, most of us have demons, believe it or not. The biggest demon is actually you, in my opinion. Your flesh, the pressure you put on yourself to do things, I guess you would call your subconscious, the irrational demon, and your conscious, your true self. And we battle it every day. You know what I'm saying? So I do believe like that the irrational thoughts of our subconscious can definitely be a demon within itself. And it's just all in the mind, you know. But I do believe we battle that, a lot of us battle that every day or just basically affected by it. So, yeah, I love the message. However, the song just wasn't it for me. You know, I didn't like the overproduction. It felt overproduced for sure. And then just the lack of instrumental prowess. There was none anywhere. Vocals were kind of bumpy for me, too. Didn't really enjoy them that much. And overall, this song felt a little too experimental for me. Just the vibes of the song just didn't really do it for me. It didn't have a real clear direction to me. But moving on to High Horse. So High Horse has a very solid technical melodic intro. My biggest and only real takeaway basically is the ambient distortion during the breakdown. I just think it was clever and witty at the same time and genuinely carried a song that had a basic structure and pattern that I probably would only enjoy if I saw it live, but not good enough to quite replay this song. I don't believe this song has replayability. Lyrically, the song is about combating issues that lie before you, whether socially or economically, and having the guts to bring someone down to earth. Some people definitely need to be brought down to earth. Feeling that pressure of making an unpopular decision that will require exposing someone or something and just the guts to do it. You know, because a lot of times we know what we should do, but will we do that is the bigger question. And a lot of times we don't. And sometimes if we have the guts to do it, we will. And the world will be a better place if we do it. So now moving on to Circle the Drain. Now, Circle the Drain, I can tell probably won't be a lot of people's favorite song. But for me, I definitely appreciate it for what it was. I really actually found myself enjoying this song. Have not replayed it yet, but I can't wait to replay it because I think it's going to be better once it's replayed. Because at first I didn't even really like it. So it definitely just grew on me as the song progressed. Now I will say the song is deceptively technical, which I enjoyed. The overall melody sounded very melodic and vulnerable, which I really appreciated. I feel like this will probably be the most underrated song on the album because it's not heavy. And that's the thing. It was better off not having a heavy breakdown, just not having a breakdown in general, which I was let down once the breakdown started. I really do wish they did not add a breakdown for this song. That was quite unnecessary. I did felt that this song should have been like a someone somewhere type of song, like with Ask Alexandria, you know, where it should have just took a step away from the screams. You know, didn't really need screams, didn't really need a breakdown. It would have been a lot better if it didn't have any. But overall, I did like it. It's always nice to have a break from screams at times and enjoy a smooth autopilot song, which this felt like. Lyrically, the song is about standing out in your own way, not being just another person, a mere existence, understanding your strengths and capitalizing on them, not falling victim to the matrix and blending in, because we're all unique in our own way. So we really never should blend in. The next song we're going to cover is Godspeed. Details about the song are not very many, actually. Pretty much sounds like every other Architect song, if I'm being quite honest with you guys. Not much there to discuss. However, lyrically, a bit of depth in regards to it being about someone being malevolent with your trust and manipulating you without realizing they're setting up traps for themselves as well. I guess a good example would be if a coworker who talks to you every day but behind the scenes, she or he is actively trying to get you fired so they could go higher in the company without realizing this will only backfire for whatever reason. One reason could be that the company needs someone who's willing to relocate and she or he can't themselves. So it only backfires. So basically the, you know, them trying to do that becomes vanity. So yeah, the song has a bit of depth to it, but because we do face that reality, but I didn't really enjoy the song really. Moving on to Death Row. Death Row is fluid. It has a fluid drop C guitar solo during pre-outro, which I pretty much enjoy. Maybe if the solo was long, it would have carried the track. But this song just doesn't do it for me either. The breakdowns are in the wrong place, it felt like. Just couldn't really get on board with the breakdowns at all, sadly, which is a big thing in metalcore music. It doesn't have any standout moments, really. I mean, nothing really like stood out to me. It's just really not my style, if I'm just being completely honest. I want to be very honest and transparent on my podcast. So, it just wasn't my style. The lyrics aren't in sync enough for me to even understand. If you guys know the lyrics, just please send me a voicemail and explain to them, please, or go on my blog post and write to me. I just could not understand the lyrics. So just, I don't know, man, just didn't do it for me. The song just overall, I just can't get into it. Moving on to Slow Burn. Also seems to be a lazy throwaway track, in my opinion. It feels like a heavier version of Circle the Drain, which sort of means it shouldn't be heavy at all. This one didn't do it for me either, guys. Sadly, lyrically, the song is describing how the character in the song is feeling, like his pain is a terminal illness, basically. He can't escape it, nor does he want to. For whatever reason, he accepts and acknowledges it and has found comfort in it. I do like that the character has identified the problem, which is the first step in healing, you know, and that's very true. However, this character is okay, with a slow burn. So for whatever reason that is, but I couldn't really get into this track technically in any way. Moving on to Never Say Goodbye. Didn't really enjoy much or any of this track as well, guys. I hate to say I didn't like track after track, but, there was some good stuff, though, at least. But like I said, I really didn't enjoy this track that much either. The lyrics are describing the dark moment we all live in when we get the phone call that a loved one has passed. Understanding that we should have done more to cherish this love for that person. And now, you know, they live basically with massive regret. Like, I should have done more. You know, I should have did this. I should have did that. You know, we're always going to have those thoughts because we just never expected to happen, which it's pretty kind of crazy to me, but the idea of not knowing if their soul is suffering or resting gets to the character in the song, and he's perplexed as to why he has to live without him. So it's just a lot of perplexity. Moving on to True Colors. True Colors verses are very tempo pushing. And the guitar distortion fits the paradigm shift in the song with the outro verse transitions that you can hear. Overall, a solid banger with a solid chorus. Really enjoyed the outro as well. Song didn't need a traditional breakdown. And I guess in a sense, it didn't have one, but it felt like it did. And I wasn't a big fan of that. Another song that didn't need a breakdown, But overall, a good one. Lyrically, the track addresses someone in warning fashion. It was basically like in a warning type of fashion, letting them know that if you don't keep your distance from me, things can get ugly real quick. The idea of projecting a personality on someone to fulfill their needs and one day making a stand and releasing that energy from within you while also warning them, I'm not that person, comes off as a breakup. So that's pretty much my overall summary of that, man. It just sounds like a really bad breakup, and that's pretty much what it comes down to. I know I made that sound like a very technical, lyrical breakdown, but, you know, hey, man, I went to college for a reason. But moving on to If Tomorrow Never Comes, I think this song is one of the most balanced technical songs on the album. It's pretty, very well balanced. I love the growl during the watch the world burn. That growl at that part was pretty fucking nice, I can't lie. And it happened early in the song, so they knew that they needed to grab our attention. There was a lot. There seemed to be too many throwaway songs on this album, so they knew that they had to step it up on their last track, which they did. I do believe that this song is good enough to repeat, but not quite unique or vintage enough to be in my top-rated playlist, which basically is my playlist where I got the best songs, you know, that I basically ever listened to, and I just keep on that playlist. That way I don't have to listen to mediocre songs at times. But anyways, yeah, I don't think it's good enough to make that playlist, but very cool. It's a very cool song, in my opinion. Lyrically, the track is about slowly killing ourselves by not preserving nature and our bodies the way we should be. There's a lot we unpack when it comes to that. But generally, the message can relate to not preserving the forest like we could, or how we don't properly clean our water, which is why I literally have a water filter machine, guys, because it's pretty pathetic, man, that, just bottled water is still not the cleanest water, man. I don't know why we make it so hard to just get completely clean filtered water, but that's a whole nother environmental episode. But yeah, guys, so that'll do it for the Wages War album. Like I said, I was definitely looking forward to it. There's a few good songs, you know, there's more good than bad, I will say. That would basically be my summary of this album. There's more good than bad. And there's actually some bangers. So, you know, there's about two or three bangers. So there's definitely some songs that you can put on your top rated list if you guys have one, which I'm sure you do. And so, I mean, that's all that matters, right? I mean, if you can get some bangers to put on that fucking playlist, baby, you're rocking and rolling, man. So that's what it's about, man. And that's just the way I look at it, man. Like, I just want bangers at the end of the day, because I like to play that playlist because, you know, I just get right to the point, man. You know, I just get right to the point. I can just get fiery. I can get motivated, you know. But, yeah, man, with that being said, I would give this album a 3.5 out of 5 stars. Like I said, there's more good than bad. And I definitely think it's an album worth listening to. And so you guys can save a hell of a lot of time since this album just came out like a day or two ago. Just listen to my pod. I tell you what to listen to and what not to listen to. So you will, unlike me, save a lot of time with this album, you know, because for podcast creators like myself, obviously we have to listen to the whole album. That's just quite obvious. You can't listen to someone else's opinion if you're going to do this line of work, because people all have different tastes. It's subjective. You guys might disagree with some of the takes that I had, but I do believe that I have a really good ear for this type of music. I've been listening to it for 10 years, and I know the good versus the bad for the most part, man. And I'm very open-minded as well with this music. So what is up, compadres? We are back at it, man, for the next segment of Metalcore Mania, man. We just topped off on our session discussing wage war, if you missed it. If you notice, I did the womp, womp, womp because I actually did have some technical issues. And because of the urgency that I feel to get this pod out to you guys, I didn't go all the way back and go on the computer and fix those things. You know, I'm a podcast for the people anyway, you know, and, you know, I just didn't really feel the need to make all the technical, you know, make the technical adjustments that I should have made. But, you know, I just wanted to get the pod out to you guys. But I thought it would be funny if I had the womp sound. But yeah, guys, anyways, moving on to some singles. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about some really cool singles. We have here, and the difference with the singles, guys, is that I only selected singles that were actually good. So you won't really have to worry about me giving harsh reviews for the singles, at least for the most part. I can't fully promise that, but for the most part. And also, it will be, I'm going to be more technically breaking the songs down as well. But yeah, guys, I had a fun time breaking down Wage War's album, which was a 3 out of 5. All right, guys, I would say we're going to talk about Circa Survives, Imposter Syndrome song. But the only thing I really have to talk about with that song is the haircut during the music video. I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say. I thought that shit was unique, man. But outside of that, I didn't really have much to say. I didn't really enjoy that. But I felt like I should put a little notation on that because I just thought that was funny. But anyways, so yeah, let's talk about Veil of Maya's new single, Outrun. And I know they have a bunch of new singles, but I wanted to cover this one particularly. And these singles are definitely making me excited for the album, man. I can't wait to hear it for sure. It seems like it's shaping up to sound like Mikasa a little bit. So we might get some good old vintage Veil of Maya on this new album for sure, man. So like I said, I want to talk about Outrun. It's definitely one of the most evolutionary songs right now. And this is a very evolutionary band, man. I usually think that once a deathcore band, that this band basically was once a deathcore band, and now it's basically like a prog metalcore band, which is pretty fucking insane. That's the only way I can really sum it up. It still has somewhat of the original Veil of Maya sound. The song structure is basically an entire culmination of sounds that are basically in an unrepetitive way. Which is very cool, very fucking nice. The song, basically takes you on the journey itself. It's very, very well produced. Takes you on that journey. The song actually reminds me of Reptile. The song Reptile from who did Reptile? Damn it, I can't remember them. It's the band with Spencer. Sotelo. Fucking, come on, man. I should know this band. Anyways, you guys know the band. Periphery. There we go. Yeah, Periphery. I'm a fucking idiot sometimes. But yeah, Periphery. And it definitely gave me some Reptile vibes. You know, it has like that Veil of Maya sound, which is almost like crabcore prog, which is very like rare and unique itself. And I would say that Marcus definitely and always has been a standout guitarist for this band. And, you know, I just absolutely loved it, man. This song was definitely phenomenal. And, you know, that's pretty much it for this song. If you have not listened to Outrun, you definitely want to give that song a listen. It's definitely, you know, a contention with one of the songs of the year. That's for damn sure. Now I want to talk about Monuments' song, Lavos, or Lavos, or Lavis, or however you want to say that. But yeah, so Lavos, man, this song was so fucking awesome. It has a nice little melodic sound to it, and there's so many twists and turns in this song, man. Like I said, it was very melodic and interesting. John Brown really stands out in the band as a guitarist. He could easily be a solo guitarist, man. When you listen to how good he is, man, it's pretty rangy. But like I said, you know, like every musician stands out in this band, and that's why they're probably my favorite prog band, because everyone carries their weight. Everyone carries their weight. And, you know, Andy really provides a unique sound that always delivers from highs to lows, and he changes his melodies fluently with the riffs. I am a bigger fan of Chris, but Andy carries his weight, you know, for this band right now. It almost reminds me of the Dennis and Danny situation, where he had a lot of diehard Ask Alexandria fans that were so fucking hot and so fucking mad, about Danny leaving and being replaced. But hey, it's life. It happens. One thing you got to realize about the greatest bands is that everyone carries weight. So you may think that they can just be replaced, but you got to understand the music, you know, the instrumentalists are carrying a lot of that weight. You may think the song sound good because of how good the vocalist is, but trust me, you know, everyone's playing their part, and that's for damn sure, man. But shout out to Monuments, man. I used to have their song Juke is my I believe it was intro. I'm trying to think if it's intro or outro, but I think it was intro song for when I was at Spotify exclusively. I've branched out since, but man, Juke is such a good song, man. Shining lights are spirals meant to save your life. Da, da. Come and notice up and take a look. Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. Excuse my terrible fucking singing, but I had to, man. There's no doubt about it. Moving on. Let's talk about Shadow of Intent. New single, which is Shadow of Intent. I forgot that new single's name. What is that new single's name? I have to find it now. Shadow of Intent. Yes, From Ruins We Rise. And I do know that they have Intensified Genocide song out as well, which I actually have to go back and take a listen to. Definitely. But man, this album is definitely shaping out, man. Definitely shaping out. I can't wait to listen to the finished product, man. It's going to be insane. But I would say this song starts off epic and cinematic. The symphonic vibes of the song is second to none, man. You guys know how I feel about symphonic music. It's very dear to me. The chorus was absolutely massive. Can we talk about that? Just an absolutely massive chorus. Just the culmination of so many instruments coming together between the violin, the piano, a little flare of like a sonic keyboard there, some syncopated riffing. It was just absolutely a flutter of beautiful sounds. And I would just say, man, this band is actually better than pizza, man. So that's all I pretty much say, man. This band's very mature, and the sweeping guitar solo that filled the demonic energy of the song, it was just perfect, man. It was absolutely perfect. It sounds like a song you hear while traveling to hell, basically. Like if you were literally going to hell, this would be a song that you would hear, which sort of, I guess, lightens up the mood, but at the same time, you kind of know that you're going to hell. If Shadow of Intent plays while you're dead, you kind of know you're going to hell. Because I don't know why, I just have a funny feeling that symphonic music plays in hell. I don't know why. And then you add the fact that they're screaming in it. You know, if Shadow of Intent plays, you ain't going to heaven, my boy. Let's just be real here. I just like that this band worked with the same guy by the name Francesco Francellini, who actually produced Flesh God's album. So I thought that was really cool, some insight there. And like I said, man, this band is pretty much the top of the food chain in the deathcore scene right now. Name me a band right now, currently, right now, not in the past, not what you've done, but right now, that's better than Shadow of Intent. I mean, you're going to be hard pressed to find that band. I mean, obviously, I'd have to actually sit down and study on that, but don't want to say anything crazy right now, but from the top of my head, man, I just don't see it, man. I just think that they're the best right now, and but I'm not going to just straight up proclaim that. But yeah, man, Shadow of Intent's doing their damn thing, and I would definitely recommend, if you like deathcore, I know this is a metalcore pod, but if you like deathcore, definitely listen to From Ruin We Rise, definitely. Because I know a lot of you guys are like me, and you don't just listen to metalcore, you know, you kind of branch out a little bit. So yeah, Dan, definitely check that out for sure, man. There's no fucking doubt about it. You definitely want to check that out. Moving on to what other single we got here? Let's cover We Came as Romans. How about that? Let's cover We Came as Romans, man. We Came as Romans song, the single we're going to be covering, is called Black Hole. And my reaction and my analysis from this song is it's very Linkin Park-esque. So it's not the most original song ever. But I do think the glitchy effect for the breakdown and outro was definitely like overdone a bit. I definitely would have liked to hear it a little less, sort of how like Motionless and White uses it, you know, with the whole glitchy effect thing. I definitely think it was overproduced, but, you know, I definitely think it's a song for newcomers in the scene who want bangers to start fresh with. Like if you're just coming into metalcore, you just want just like a banger that's just gonna like, you know, you just want to like hear a cool song, but it's not the greatest song. I would definitely recommend this song and also a song like Any Fire from the God song, basically. But yeah, man, this is and also like a song like God of Fire, man, for sure. But yeah, man, so this is this song, like I said, it definitely was overproduced. But if you're a newcomer, I think you would absolutely love it. I did love the hook and how Caleb added versatility as a feature, because Caleb was a feature on this, Caleb Shomo. I do believe he added versatility with his vocals and ability to command the mic, man. He was a presence on this song. And I'm real big on that. You know, if you're going to be a featured artist, man, you should be a presence. You shouldn't just be there. You should be all around the song, you know, really add something to the song, because, you know, they could have just did it without you, basically. But I am glad I am really glad he did vocalize the breakdown. I did want him to do that because, you know, Caleb's screams are a little bit ferocious, man, to be quite honest. And I knew his screams would be a little over the top, which I was looking forward to. The way he said go during the breakdown instead of blah, man, I can't tell you how much like those little nuances like that really affect me, man. And just like little things like that, man, you know, because he could have went with a blah, you know, that's kind of like traditional. People say blah or like, ah, you know, but like to say go, I just really thought that was nice, man. And yeah, man, I just think that We Came as Romans is definitely going in the right direction. They have been recovering Obviously, the death of their lead singer with Kyle Pavone, and I don't really think they've made a good album since like 2011, man. So they definitely could use this. They definitely could use this upcoming album to get them where they want to be, because they definitely have potential. Kyle Pavone definitely was not the only good artist for We Came as Romans. So, you know, like I said, man, you know, they definitely have potential, and I'm definitely going to be looking forward to what they do for sure, man. But like I said, man, this is a, you know, this is a must listen to song, man. You guys got to listen to Black Hole for sure, man. Definitely. And then next we want to get into, let's go with Crown the Empire. Let's go with Crown the Empire. We're going to be covering In Another Life with Crown the Empire, or should I say Crown the Spirit Box, considering, you know, they have that feature with Courtney in this song, which I thought would be a great collaboration, man. I was actually looking forward to this as well. I will say that this song is definitely heavy. They do embrace being heavy, which I appreciate it, because Crown the Empire is not always heavy. You know, they do have that versatility, which you can appreciate. I mean, they're a crabcore band, though, so you can't really expect them to be heavy all the time. But when you feature Courtney on your song, you're probably going to be heavy. So heavy is definitely in. You know, the bridge and the chorus is pretty much subverted. You know, pretty much subverted my expectations since the first half of the song was predictable. So seeing how, you know, that contrast happened, it was pretty fucking fire. You know, I really appreciated it. I thought it was pretty fucking sick. You know, how the bridge and chorus pretty much changed the song entirely. I do believe that the range of melody really sold the chorus, because it is a huge range there. Once you listen to this song, Courtney, you know, Courtney is basically the attention of the room. You know, she basically like demands your attention. She stands out. You know, if this was high school, she would be a jock. You know, she features on a song, man, you're gonna pay attention to her. She comes in a room, you're gonna pay attention to her. You know, that's just how it is, man. You know, it just is what it is. And to be honest, I'm not sure any other vocalist compares besides Devin Oliver in regards of balancing of harsh and clean vocals. But maybe I'm missing someone there. You know, who knows, man. But I also like how they have like the nice, genty, bouncy guitars. That shit was pretty fucking sick as well. I thought that actually stood out to me a lot as well. But yeah, man, I mean, like I said, besides Courtney and Devin Oliver, there's not too many people that can have those type of highs. They can have that type of harsh vocals and that type of clean vocals. It's pretty insane. And those are like the best two at it from the top of my head, of course. Not getting ahead of myself, but yeah, man, In Another Life is pretty fucking awesome, and definitely a song that's definitely worth listening to, though. That's for fucking sure. There's no doubt about it. Moving on, we're going to talk about Enterprise Earth's new song, which is called Where Dreams Are Broken. Now, I actually did not really listen to Enterprise Earth very much, but a friend of mine has kept telling me to listen to them, and you got to check them out. They're this and they're that, and they're awesome live and all these things. And I've been a little hesitant, man, you know, because I just know the rarity of good death metal and good deathcore bands, how you just got to be really good at that genre, man. It's not an easy genre to pull off. I'm pretty particular with it. So, you know, I was a little hesitant, but that hesitation just was easily broken off of me. No pun intended, man. But Where Dreams Are Broken, man. My thoughts on this song is that the versatility of this song is absolutely nuts. It goes really fast and has a razzling sort of sound. It's like very high energy. It's hard to describe it. in that way. It's it just gives you energy. This song kind of like stimulates you, you know, like if you were bored or had nothing to do, you listen to this song, it's absolutely going to stimulate you. And I thought that was fucking sick about it. And like I said, it definitely gives you very high energy. Gabe is one of the greatest guitarists of this year. There's no fucking doubt about it. I'm definitely one of the front runners for guitarist of the year, just from hearing that and then going along and listening to more of Enterprise's Earth. Gabe is, that dude is an absolute beast. So, yeah, man, keep doing the damn thing. I do believe that reliable drumming, this song definitely had reliable drumming and didn't really rely on blast beats. So I thought that was pretty fucking cool. I never really got into Enterprise Earth, but I definitely was getting recommended them. So that was a whole thing in itself. I do believe that it's some of the best guitar work I've heard in a while, with also some distortion on the guitars as well, which is cool when you do it properly, of course. But I just thought that was pretty cool. And yeah, man, definitely a song that's definitely worth listening to. Go check this song out right after you're done listening to the pod, man. It was definitely sick if you're a deathcore fan. Hey, listen, man, I just gave you two deathcore bangers on this episode. So yeah, man, definitely go check them out. I'm looking forward to doing some deathcore album reviews, man, in the future. So that's going to be interesting. Moving on to the next single, we have, what do we have here? We have As I Lay Dying. Some of the goats right here, man. As I Lay Fucking Dying, man. Goated right here, man. These boys are straight goats. It's crazy, man. You know, name me a more considered. I say it all the time to people all the time that are just getting in this genre, or that have been around it, even been around this genre. We just have the debates and arguments. Like, just name me a band that has been more consistent than As I Lay Dying. I'll wait. You know, it's just, it's not that many. There's definitely been bands that have been better, but consistently, I don't know, man. That's hard, man. You're going to be hard pressed to find that. But the single we're covering is Roots Below. And the first thing I want to talk about with this song is, first off, you know, the pre-breakdown to the guitar solo is absolutely bonkers. I just love those like kind of like pre-breakdowns. It's absolutely sick. We all know As I Lay Dying's known for their guitar work, their bass work, you know. They're sick when it comes to that. You can tell it was coming because earlier in the song, there was a short solo, just a short one early within the song that was perfect timing and crisp. So you can kind of feel that they may go in that direction more eloquently later. So they just kind of teased us a little bit, like, okay, we're just going to fucking give you this, but we're not going to fully give it to you yet. So, yeah, so I just thought that was cool. Through all this black intention going on in the world, you have a choice to choose overcoming or succumbing to the pressure. And I just think that's what the lyrics are pretty much about. You know, with all this tension going on, you have a choice to overcoming or succumbing, man, to the pressure. It's pretty much up to you. The only guitar solo that matches basically is Where Dreams Are Broken by Enterprise Earth. When it comes to the recent songs that I've listened to, the recent singles, man, there ain't that many that's going to top this guitar solo, man. This is absolutely sick. And the funny thing is that this song starts off as a normal, basic As I Lay Dying track. You know, you listen to this song for the first couple of minutes, you actually don't really anticipate anything special. I mean, you really don't. Just to be quite honest with you guys, there's nothing really special that happens in the beginning. But boy, oh boy, man, it definitely turns up, man. It turns up. And there's no fucking doubt about it, baby. like I said, you know, it definitely surprised me. But, you know, the song definitely turns into something heavy and fun and just a straight up banger, man. You know, a straight up banger. As I Lay Dying has been around all these years, about two fucking decades, and they're still able to, you know, release bangers. It's not like they're just a part of the metalcore scene. Like, no, they're still in front of the metalcore scene, which is absolutely insane. You know, when you look at their last album, Shaped by Fire, it was just, you know, it was released a couple of years ago, and how good that was and how just phenomenal that was, even compared to its competition. You guys see where I ranked it on my episode of the top three albums of 2019. If you haven't listened to that, definitely go check that out. And like I said, it was refreshing. And like I said, you know, you don't really get, you know, that much solos in the metalcore genre. So when you do get them, you definitely appreciate them. You know, especially like 10, 15 years ago, man, you definitely were not, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of guitar solos in metalcore at all, man. But like I said, man, Josh's cleans. Man, that guy's cleans separate this band from being great to legendary. I'm going to be completely honest. Josh didn't have those cleans. This band, As I Lay Dying, will probably just be a great band, you know, just consider it great. But those cleans really separate it, because As I Lay Dying doesn't really have, you know, they have no flaws as a band. They have no flaws. Everyone's solid instrumentally. The vocalist can do cleans and obviously amazing screams. And those cleans are pretty amazing, in my opinion, as well, which you usually don't get. And, you know, especially instrumentally as well. And then just the way that they structure their songs is, you know, just pretty fucking nice, man. So there you have it, man. That's Roots Below. Definitely check that out. Definitely put that on your top rated, because it's fucking top rated, baby. Now let's go to the last single of the episode. Well, I think the second to last single of the episode. Let me see. Yeah, I think it's the second to last single on the episode. But that single is our good friends, The Devil Wears Prada, man. Can you believe it? Our good friends, another band that has been around close to two decades, if not. And hey, man, they're our good friends, man. The Devil Wears Prada, we go all the way back with these guys, man. I listen to all their EPs, everything, man. And unfortunately, they did have a bad last album, but we're gonna forgive them for that, man. They've been around so long, who gives a shit? But yeah, man, this single, man, you know, it's called Sacrifice. It definitely starts off traditional. Like traditional, so it's kind of basic. You know, the outro of the song itself is pretty fucking magnificent. I will say magnificent, not just amazing or awesome. It's magnificent, man. And the guitar solo is no slouch. I'm telling you, man, the guitar solo on this, definitely not slouching at all. The breakdown is clever and experimental. You know, it's definitely clever, and it actually kind of wows you because of how, like, experimental it is. I mean, it's very different. It doesn't, like, stick to one direction. It kind of, like, goes this way and goes that way and goes this way and goes that way. You know, it's very cool. It's very unique upon itself. And, yeah, definitely, man, we can already tell. Sorry, guys, I had, like, a miniature yawn there. But we can already tell from listening to The Devil Wears Prada's newest songs that, man, their next album already. Yeah, and actually, we have to say their next EP, because, you know, they release more EPs than albums, because, you know, it's The Devil Wears Prada. So you know how that is. They're the EP goats, bro. But yeah, man, I mean, we can already tell that this is going to be better than The Act. We already can tell, because there's already bangers. And when you have bangers, you're already going to be better than that album, because that album, to me, really had no banger. So, you know, I didn't have a whole lot to say about Sacrifice. And like a lot of these singles, I didn't really want to like go too much lyrically because, you know, we do that all the time. But the last song we're going to talk about is going to be Dark Bloom. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to do that when we're back, guys. So stay tuned with me, baby. Stay metal. And last but not least, guys, first of all, welcome back. But yeah, man, last but not least, we're going to be getting into Dark Bloom, which is a song that I absolutely enjoyed, man. I love when songs kind of have like one word that kind of plays in the background almost, and it just kind of just repeats it, but it has like that sonic vibe to it. And almost Imagine Dragon-esque, you know, that alternative rock band. And I can appreciate that, man. You know, I like me some alternative rock. So this song kind of gave me those type of vibes. But like I said, man, this definitely seems like this album's going to be definitely an improvement for We Came as Romans than a lot of their recent previous work, for sure. I can tell. I can just feel it, man. And when you talk about Dark Bloom, you have to talk about how it has an amazing, dreamy intro. You know, I love kind of like how the intro plays. It just kind of has like this like cool frenzy going on. But it's kind of, you know, it's like spatial as well. It's a very slick chorus, like I said, with catchy lyrics, man. Catchy, catchy, catchy. Like I said, pretty much like alternative rock or indie rock almost. And, you know, with metal instruments. And like I said, it definitely, and even during the breakdown, there's sick breakdown transitions. Boom, boom, bam, bang, boom. You know, it's pretty sick shit, man. Those breakdown transitions, I always love those. And done correctly, that can really take your song to the next level, make it a 5-star instead of a 4-star, you know. It definitely has the perfect balance of harsh and cleans, I believe. Like they didn't overdo their harsh. This felt more like a clean song. And they played their cards right because, like I said, you know, they definitely didn't overdo their harsh. And, you know, this song's, like I said, you know, with those kind of like alternative rock type vibes, is definitely radio friendly, but also head banging as well, which is hard to pull off, you know. One of the better bands at pulling that off was Under Oath back in the day. But, yeah, man, this is definitely head banging. But also radio friendly, and you know that you know, like that, you know, that is insane, man. I'm sorry, man. That I had to sing it, man. That O is different, man. And it just gets at you different, man. That shit's nice, bro. It just makes me feel like I'm going to war or some shit, man. Shit, you know, oh shit, you know, but like I said, that one, of course, is absolutely fire, man, and it makes this song repeat ready, you know. It just makes this song, you're just ready to repeat the song and hear it again, man, because, you know, it has that vibe to it. This song is definitely a vibe. I mean, I guess that's the best way to describe this song, is that it's an absolute vibe, for sure. It definitely will be on my top rated list. Because just it being that vibe, it's not the most technical song, but sometimes I just want those vibes. This isn't necessarily a banger, it's a vibe. You know, there's a difference. I'm pretty sure you guys know the difference. You know, a banger would be more of a song that kind of has all the elements that make a song good, and it's just fucking awesome. A vibe is just a song that just kind of takes you on a journey, but isn't necessarily the first song you want to play. You know, but yeah, man, this song is very balanced, has a very balanced crap core effect to it, which I really did appreciate. And, you know, with that being said, man, those crap core effects definitely come with an unpredictable, elegant outro. It was fucking insane. The outro was definitely fucking elegant as shit. And, you know, like I said, I like this single more than Black Hole for sure, man. I definitely like this single more than Black Hole. Black Hole was definitely solid. But Dark Bloom, man, it was just a little bit different. It was just a little bit different, man. And it's funny because, you know, this new sound sounds completely different from the Broken Statues days, man. But at the same time, you know, in a way, it kind of represents what they used to kind of do as far as like having, you know, that kind of like dreamy effect to them. But, and it's hard to get back to that, man, when you don't have a guy like Kyle Pavone, I guess, or maybe the production type of guys that they used to have. But with that being said, guys, this was an absolute classic. Man, I really fucking enjoyed this episode. We made some mistakes. We made some greatness, man. And it was all good, man. It was all fucking metal at the end of the day. And, hey, man, everyone's welcome, man. Goss are welcome to my pod. Scenes are welcome. The LGBTQ community is welcome, man. All you guys are welcome, man. It's all love. It's all appreciation, man. It's all unity, especially when it comes to this great music that we call metal or just hardcore music, man. It's all love, man. You know, I know you post-hardcore nerds are probably a little mad. I didn't really cover a lot of post-hardcore stuff on this episode, man. But if I was gonna come back, man, I had to come back with my, you know, with that original fan base. You know, those metalcore heads, man. I definitely had to do some appreciation episodes. I'm definitely gonna be coming out more really soon here, and I mean that. You know, when I promise something, I'm gonna do it. So I owe you guys two more episodes for the month. Those episodes should be coming out shortly. I might actually do a lot more than that. And it's mostly going to be about singles because, guys, you know, albums aren't really coming out. Although albums really do give me more content to kind of go about and do. But I could talk singles, man, or maybe we could just talk about music and where we are, just some subjects in regards to hardcore music. And that's why I did the thing with collaborating with WordPress because I want to hear you guys. I want you guys to tell me what you want to hear, what podcast. Should I talk about some older stuff, which I've done in the past? Should I talk about more newer stuff? Should I keep it new? Should I keep it fresh? Should I record during a certain day? Do you guys want me to record at a certain time? Whatever your suggestions are, man, definitely click the links that are going to be in the podcast. So in order to click those, you're going to have to actually click on the podcast itself. Like, you know how you're listening to an episode by clicking it, but you're going to have to click within the episode. So you're going to have to click it twice and you're going to have to scroll down and I will have all three links there. Now, guys, these links are very, very important because, like I said, I want to know you guys. I want to learn you guys and we can grow together, man. You know, like I said, all three of the links, one will be for a WordPress blog, you know, giving me suggestions, things like that, seeing the website, telling me if it's cool or not. Just taking a look at it, you actually get to know me a little bit more because I have a post on there, a little bit of some bio stuff. The other post will be about leaving voice messages. So if you just want to keep it, maybe if you listen to this podcast on Anchor, it's more convenient for you to leave a voice message, then go ahead, go for it. And then also, of course, we're also starting the I noticed that, you know, Anchor also has the thing with subscriptions, but I'm not going to make you guys have to subscribe to my page. One, I'm not like crazy huge like that, although I do have hundreds of viewers. I'm not going to make you guys do nothing like that. However, if you guys do want to support the page so that, like I said, we can grow together and we can make this thing reach more audiences, remember to definitely tell your friends. And definitely click on that link. It'll have it to where it's very easy. It's very convenient. You actually can donate to the pod directly with Apple Pay. So if you have an iPhone, it just makes it very easy to do it. I know you can do credit cards, obviously, as well. But if you have an iPhone like me, man, it's just makes it easy, man. We can put those funds towards growing the pod. And, you know, once I feel like I've grown enough, I definitely start a YouTube channel and we can go from there, man. We could definitely go from there. Maybe even start doing Twitch. But because I love games as well, even though they can be a huge waste of time. And I swear games are like a fucking drug, man. Yeah, man, but for sure. But yeah, guys, that's going to be it for this episode, you know. And like I said, just click on those links. Look out for those links. And yeah, man, just keep your foot on the fucking pedal and stay metal. I'm out. Peace.